We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm really excited. I don't believe we've ever had Chuck Culpepper, sports writer for the Washington Post, on the show. Chuck, I want to start here, man. I'm a huge fan of your work. I think your college football writing and college sports writing in general is really, really smart. And just you examine things. It's not typical game stories, and I love it, man. Thanks for joining us.
Well, I'm not very good at accepting compliments. That's so kind. Thank you so much. Thank
you deserve
you.
It, dude.
Accept those compliments,
seriously.
Chuck.
So let's start with where you are. You're out in Salt Lake. What's the scene out there? You getting out to Park City? Are you enjoying yourself?
Well, I'll get to Park City on the weekend when there's, you know, a little bit fewer games, you know. But yesterday the scene was that an entire arena started chanting, "Let's go Samford, let's go Samford," and it got really loud with that late in the night. And you know, I would imagine, I'm going to take a wild guess and say that out of the, say, 13,000 of them, that maybe, I don't know, 1,000 maybe had never heard of Samford before that game. But they were into it. And Samford, you know, was down 22 to Kansas and brought it back to 1. So, and then a huge controversial play with 14 seconds left. So there was a lot.
So, dude, I got sucked into that Samford-Kansas game, and then I realized, oh, my God, it's 12:45 at night.
Yeah.
What am I doing? I'm barely sleeping. But it got really good. It was a hell of a comeback effort. And the controversial play I think you're talking about was the block, the very right. clean block that kid had on Timberlake, and they called it a foul. He got all ball. That was a junk call.
Well, and I was right on the line with it, you know, and I thought for sure it was a foul. I mean, there was no way it wasn't a foul. The Kansas player Timberlake went sprawling to the floor on his back, and, you know, it had to be a foul.
Awesome.
So even as everybody booed, I was thinking, well, they just missed the body contact there. But then the film shows there's actually none of that either. So you know what it was? It was one of those calls where it's the referee anticipates.
Yeah, right. That's
and
what I was about to say.
It's got to be a foul. So, yeah.
Well, and they, you know, they do that a lot. Y'all see that a lot. When you see bigger schools playing the smaller schools, I see it in the NBA. I see it every other game. All they do is they think something's going to happen, and they do it, and they never, ever reverse it.
And then you can't right now, and you can't even – you know, it'd be fun to have a little flag to throw for a coach to challenge it, maybe someday. Although,
yeah.
You know, we say there's too many of those already to gum up the game. But yeah, it was just one of those deals that I would have called the foul too, I think. But, you know, in real time. But, boy, it just wasn't. And it was actually one of the best plays I've ever seen in all the tournaments I've watched. And that's what makes it sad. I went in the locker room after and the player named A.J. Staten McRae, and he was complete delight, very, very he was starting to get mad, but he hadn't gotten mad yet is the way he put it. So, yeah, it was a tremendous play.
Yeah, and that comeback effort was so – it really showed some heart from those kids. We are talking with Chuck Culpepper right here on the BetQL Guest Line. You can follow Chuck at ChuckCulpepper1 on Twitter, X, whatever you want to call it. Chuck, being in Salt Lake, were you also at that Dayton come from behind win over Nevada?
I was. I did not get to see as much of that because I was working on the story about Dan Monson, the Long Beach State coach. That was the first game. He's the Long Beach State coach who got fired on March 11, but was allowed to finish it out and then won the conference tournament.
And so, he's who started the run at Gonzaga, right? Wasn't he the original Gonzaga coach?
That's right. The Elite Eight in 99, they almost beat Connecticut there to get to the Final Four. Yeah, and so, but, you know, you can imagine Nevada. You play in a league that was terrific this year, Mountain West. You finish second in that. You're 26-7. You're up 56-39, and your season ends on a 24-4 run. That would be really, really hard. They're all hard to take, but that would be really hard to take.
24-4 run, though, down the stretch, man. They just must not play no defense.
Dayton's pretty good, I think Dayton started knocking down shots, too.
And Steve Alford, their coach, Nevada's coach, we're all familiar with that name, but he had for a long time, but he had you know, he had it broken down in those four-minute games, as he puts it, when he went through the number of points that Dayton had in each of those five pockets during the second half, and how they just those numbers just, you know, bloated in the last two. He just said it was terrible defense and terrible offense, he thought.
So, talking with Chuck Culpepper here, sports writer for the Washington Post. He's out in Salt Lake watching the games. So, I'm going through. Yesterday, you watched Dayton come back over Nevada. Arizona pretty handily won their game. Kansas kind of survived against Samford. And then Gonzaga looked quite good in a game that some people thought could have been an upset. What was the best performance you saw yesterday?
Oh, let's see. By a team, Gonzaga. And, you know, and that's... That's interesting because we have now what overlooked, disregarded Gonzaga. That's a different kind of Gonzaga than in recent years. It's their 15th straight first round win, I think it was, which is an extraordinary run when you see the upsets, you know, and they just looked like they were concentrating, you know, like they're mad at all the slights they've gotten or something like that. And Graham Ike, their big man, had a line of 13-13-9. It's pretty strong. And they just routed 48-25 at the half. Yeah, that was an uh-oh kind of performance there.
I mean, dude, you got a heavyweight fight on your hands, Gonzaga, Kansas, as a second-round matchup. Not that I'm a gambler, although I very much am. What do you think about that game looking ahead?
Well, first thing, it's at 1:15 Mountain Time on Saturday. It's in the altitude. Samford, which plays this really, you know, hectic, fling up the threes kind of style, that makes a 22-point deficit seem a little, you know, a little less daunting playing that way. Mm-hmm. But they wore out Kansas. And remember, Kansas has that major injury that has kind of whittled its depth some.
Sure.
So I really like Gonzaga in the game. And I think what might – of course, I thought the games last – the for example, Gonzaga-McNeese would be a tight game. I think this one won't be, so maybe it will be. I really like Gonzaga in this.
All right, let's note that, Brian. I think we're taking Gonzaga.
Don't note that. At all.
Chuck, listen, man, I'm going to do it anyway.
Be careful what you're saying, Chuck.
Chuck, don't you worry about what you're doing.
We're looking for info.
I'm an adult. Whatever I do is what I do. What about Dayton, Arizona? I think the Flyers could play, and I think Arizona has a bad habit of just forgetting to play for long stretches.
Oh, I think that's true. And I think, you know, Arizona played Oregon in the Pac-12 semifinals, and it became exactly what you're saying. You know, it was all Arizona's way, and then here we are, you know, at a U-turn, and a big U-turn where they just kind of melted. So it made me wonder. I haven't seen them that much this year. It made me wonder about them. You would think that with Tommy Lloyd, the coach, and the job he's doing there, we're going to see them in a Final Four at some point this decade. Could be this one, Dayton, and that game is 10:45 a.m. Mountain Time. So I don't know what to think of that.
That's a wacky.
I just hope I make it there on time.
Yeah. So let's zoom out from Chuck. We got to run.
A tough bracket, though.
We'd love to have you back next week. Where are you headed next week?
Would be decided after this week, but okay. Yeah, sure. Thank
kinda
you for
like
having
the bracket,
me.
Huh, Chuck?
Anytime, yeah.
After the fact,
yeah. All right, Chuck. Thank you so much, dude. Everybody, give him a follow at ChuckColepepper1.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.